There's two gentlemen, Eric Reeder and Todd Thompson, who have a corporation called 353 Court, and they did some work in Pekin in their downtown district, revitalizing the district, bringing the old buildings back up to standards and getting some people in them and getting businesses running. And now, for the last 3 years, they've been working in Havana to do the same thing, and seem to be working quite well with them. So they came and worked a proposal with the city of Aledo to do the same thing with our downtown district. So the committee last night approved moving forward a proposal from those folks to the regular city council meeting on Tuesday the 22nd.
And the way the agreement would work, you indicated they'd be paid a monthly fee, but it basically would be like a year type of contract, something like that?
Correct. The actual proposal reads that they would be paid $112,500 for the first 2 years of the contract, and then the last 2 years through the expiration of the TIF, they would receive half of that the last 2 years. But there's actually it would be broke down to a monthly stipend or monthly fee that we would pay them.
And if I remember correctly, it's 2021 is when the TIF ends. Is that right?
That is correct.
December 2021.
Yep, that is correct.
And then there's some. I know there's. You probably can't say much, but there is some interest in a couple of lots in the industrial park near Memminger Metal Finishing, and you've been discussing a little bit about that. What can you say about that?
So currently we're in negotiations with the company that would like to build on the site back in lots 9 and 10 of the industrial park. So we've advertised that property for sale because through the TIF we have to do so if we're engaging in giving property away. So we're doing that right now, and as we're finishing the negotiations with that corporation. And if everything works out, hopefully we'll have some information out here shortly.
And the way the redevelopment proposal would work is the company, if they would build something, then that would lead to jobs. Basically, they would get the property for free, contingent on the moving forward with a project that would create jobs and lead to a new facility. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. Part of this agreement is that they would receive the land for free, and any utility hookups would be also included for free. We would waive the fees for those. They would build on the property. They would spend all their own money to build and build their facility, and it would bring jobs to our community. Right now, I think we're looking at probably about 6 full-time positions with the opportunity to bring on a few more. So it's a great opportunity for the city.